Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 9th day in August of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Tuesday. We're going to get started with email. Your email address could be used to target you with specific cyber threats, usually via phishing. Well, if you have an email address, it's usually being sold by marketing firms who know what you like because of what you purchase, what you click, or your online activity that is sometimes tracked via cookies, which most sites ask you to enable. There's an email marketing firm known as Klaviyo. Now, Klaviyo says that they suffered a data breach on August 3rd. What's interesting about this particular data breach, though, is that the hackers specifically stole lists that are used by cryptocurrency-related customers. So, it looks like Klaviyo has at least 38 customers in the cryptocurrency-related area, and the lists of email accounts related to those 38 customers were stolen. Which means that if you cryptocurrency, you're likely to be targeted by these criminals who now have email addresses that are likely involved with cryptocurrency. So if you're going to steal cryptocurrency and you want a specific list of potential users of cryptocurrency, this is one way to get it. That appears to be what these criminals have done. Whether these specific criminals target the cryptocurrency users or just try to sell them to other criminals at this point is unclear. But be very careful if you use cryptocurrency because, again, your email address is usually out there and criminals will target you to steal funds from your cryptocurrency wallet. And we're going to move on to other cryptocurrency abuses. There's a novel technique being discovered by researchers known as 360 NetLab. Now, the researchers at 360 NetLab discovered a new criminal botnet, a group of compromised computers that criminals use for nefarious activity, and they've named this botnet Orchard. Now, what makes Orchard unique is the way that they set up criminal infrastructure. There's a technique known as DGA, or Domain Generating Algorithms, where criminals can create unique websites on the fly using, as the name implies, an algorithm. And this website or domain will host their tools, their command and control, or enable criminal activity. But because that domain generating algorithm is exactly that, an algorithm, once researchers figure it out, it's easy to reverse engineer what the domains are and block them. Well, these operators of Orchard, instead of using a traditional algorithm, are basing that algorithm to generate domains on the value of money in a Bitcoin wallet. And why this matters is because that wallet's value changes over time, meaning that this algorithm is fluctuating. Very difficult to reverse engineer a variable that changes constantly. And so we see cryptocurrency, a great way that people are investing, trading, building wealth, buying things. We also see criminals using it as a means to avoid sanctions as well as other methods for nefarious currency use. So there's both legitimate and criminal use of cryptocurrency. And in this case, just the wallet itself is being abused by criminals to help evade detections and potentially unrelated to cryptocurrency criminal activity. We may as well just stay on cryptocurrency. There's a lot of news in the cyber and technology realm about cryptocurrency. The United States Justice Department, coordinating with the Treasury Department of Foreign Asset Control, known as OFAC, actually has sanctioned a cryptocurrency mixer service known as Tornado Cash. And Tornado Cash is a fantastic service if you have a huge, say millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency and you don't want it sitting in one wallet. Tornado Cash will help distribute that by revolving the funds across a whole number of cryptocurrency wallets, ending it to you with a seemingly untraceable value of cryptocurrency. It's perfect for money laundering in the digital age. In fact, it's so perfect that criminal elements from countries like North Korea use this Tornado Cash service. It also has the unintentional side effect of making it incredibly difficult to track criminals when they ransom giant organizations for millions of dollars. Those criminals, within minutes, will take their ill-gotten proceeds, send it to a service, in this case, Tornado Cash, making it very difficult to follow the money to the criminals. And so, if you are in the United States or do business with the United States, just know that Tornado Cash, specifically, the crypto mixing service, is sanctioned, and if you decide to do business or utilize Tornado Cash, you could be subject to fines and other legal ramifications from the United States Department of Treasury. And we're going to end today on credentials. Unfortunately, if you, as a business or a personal user of Twilio, you have a problem with your credentials. Twilio, on August 4th, says that they became aware of, quote, unauthorized access to information related to a, quote, limited number of Twilio customer accounts. Twilio is a fantastic service that enables telephone communications via the internet, as well as a number of other services. Unfortunately, many of their users were tricked into clicking on links and providing their credentials that allowed criminals onto Twilio's network. A number of these individuals at Twilio who work there got a text message saying they needed to authenticate their username and password from IT. Now, Twilio IT did not actually send that message, it was the criminals, but again, people are very security conscious these days, in some cases, and they wanted to comply with their IT department. So criminals are increasingly leveraging fears that people have, specifically in this case about hacking, in order to hack. So just know that if you are a Twilio user, you need to have your passwords reset if you have not already. If you are a victim, you should be hearing from Twilio. We don't have a list of what customers from Twilio specifically are impacted. Twilio is saying it's a small amount. But what you need to know is that your accounts were accessed from Twilio by a criminal hacker who gained access by tricking Twilio employees. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Tuesday. Stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a golfer, Jerry Kelly, who, despite missing an opportunity to win a golfing competition late in his round, tied and won in a playoff victory, sinking a 4-putt birdie to win the Shaw Charity Classic. This makes Jerry Kelly just the second person to win three events in the PGA Tour Champions. And so to you, Jerry Kelly, for your consistency, for your dedication to excellence, and for perseverance in mind, spirit, and golf swing, a sincere tip of the cap. And please keep on golfing.